I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. Today I've got some more entitled parent stories for you, so subscribe if you're new and let's get straight into them. A classic one about an iPhone sheep, but with a COVID twist, okay. Hello everyone, long time sub lurker, unfortunately now a poster. So, I was quickly going to the local Sainsbury's, a British tiny shop, to grab some cleaning products and a couple ready meals if I could find any. My parents are freaking out over the pandemic, especially since my mum is immunocompromised, so I was shopping for her. That pretty much means that OP's mum has a weak immune system, so has to be very careful. I was waiting in the queue with my brother, and so I whip out my phone. What else am I supposed to do? Stare at gum? I have a Nokia phone, kinda new. It's a 7.2 in a really nice green colour. And I drop a text to my mum to see if she needed anything else and jump into Reddit for a bit. Enter Karen / entitled mum. Excuse me, could you put that away? I pay her no attention. I didn't think she was aiming that at us. Hello, are you stupid? She then taps me violently and repeatedly on the shoulder. What? I'm confused at this point. That is an Android. You shouldn't have one of them during this time. They are dangerous. My brother then says quietly, does she think it's a Note 7? It's not like it's gonna blow up or anything. What's wrong with having an Android? It's a pretty decent phone and I don't think it's dangerous or- Shut up, you are blind to the truth. Android phones are made in China, which means that they have coronavirus inside of them. Hackers installed corona onto your disgusting phone. Just breathe for a moment. I know, it's stupid. Yes, that's for sure. Do you have any evidence? Oh, and also, iPhones are made in China as well. No, they are not, you butthead. Oof, that turns some heads. They are made in the United States, the best country. Now more confused people look at us. Well, if it would make you feel better, I'll put my phone away. Would that help? I don't think I can trust you with that, you irresponsible F-tard. My brother then says, I think we should go. She's gonna ball hard. What do you mean? I earn the money for this phone, and for the record, it's not covered in corona. Yes, it is, you idiot. I can't have my sweet baby girl. Ugh, I literally do not care about your child. Plus, where is she? Passing the virus from your infected phone to her. I'm taking it. Then she says through gritted teeth, gimme it. Karen tries to make a run for it and grabs the phone from my hand, but my brother slaps her hands, gets a few oohs from the others, and my phone tumbles to the floor. It's all good. It's a Nokia. Sarcasm. Then the shopkeeper, who is a really nice guy, steps in. Okay, what do you think this is? That idiot used an infected phone to try and kill me and my baby girl with the gross Chinese virus. She was literally screeching at this point. And that little idiot, she points at my brother, assaulted me and threatened my life. Sir, that's so wrong. I was getting his freaking phone back. No, he was using a gross Android phone and hackers put coronavirus on it. Make him leave. The shopkeeper then says, I've been watching the whole thing on CCTV in the back of the shop. So, the entitled mum then, fortunately for us, shuts up. You did? That's illegal and spying. Oh, shut it. I'm gonna have to ask you, Death Stares EM, to leave. Yay, finally. Good, I don't want to be near this filthy brat. Have fun on the filthy streets then. I smile sourly. The entitled mum flips us off. My brother just chuckles. That was fun, wasn't it? How though? What? No, as in, how is she that dumb? The shopkeeper says, I don't know, but you guys can get a tenner off that lot. I'm sorry about that. Thanks, I guess it was good fun. The shopkeeper then grins. I mean, guys, I've heard some pretty crazy rumors and conspiracy theories about the coronavirus. You know, you see them on the internet all the time. They're memes quite a lot. I'm not seeing anything like this, though. This is just bordering on absolute insanity. Can you imagine if Apple went with this? They saw this story and were like, you know what? We're going to use this for a mass marketing campaign to smear the name of Android. Let's just do it. Just say Android causes coronavirus. It's just so stupid. Like, how can someone think that a hacker can put a virus inside someone's phone? I just give up on this post, sorry. A part of me hopes this next story has a little bit less stupidity in it, but then I also quite enjoy it, so let's see what it has on offer. Incest is inevitable, do not resist. Oh my god. A bit of background. This happened a little while ago. Due to the Rona, I've had lots of time for nostalgia around June or July 2019. My mother's side of the family is large, close, dramatic, and oftentimes unpleasant. There are maybe five people I unequivocally like, excepting my immediate family and my cousins, meaning I don't like my uncles, grandfather, and one aunt. We all get on well enough, but my cousin R and I have been very close our whole lives. She's a few months older than me, so she was 19 when this happened. I was 18. It's also important that she's a woman and I'm a dude. During the summer and winter breaks, our family will congregate around our grandparents' house, sometimes for weeks. People leave their kids, come and go, we all live less than an hour away at a time. My mum, brothers, stepfather, and I used to live there. It had been a long day and we were deciding where to sleep. My brothers and my cousin's siblings, plus our cousins from our other aunt and uncle, were talking about sleeping outside. My cousin R and I, deciding we would like to sleep in real beds, went inside and claimed my younger brother's old bedroom, which has two twin beds on opposite sides of the room. We watched the entirety of Chicago with our grandma, told her what room we'd be in, and went to bed, her in the bed closer to the door. We showed each other some trashy memes, talked about boys, and then we turned the lamps out. I laid in bed watching the bats outside, my cousin stared at her phone. About 15 minutes later, the door opened. It was one of our other cousins, Zed, who's a 16-year-old female, alongside our oldest aunt, Elle, who's a 45-year-old if you care. They saw my older cousin, R, and they asked if the younger cousin, Zed, could share the room with her. My cousin said, "I mean, no?" My aunt asked, "Why can't she?" "Well, because OP is in the other bed, clearly." Then my aunt flipped on the lights like people weren't trying to sleep, flung the door open, and glared at me. My other entitled cousin said, "Oh, that's kind of inappropriate." Mm-hmm. My nice cousin and I shared a look. She's one of four people in the family who knows I'm gay. My entitled cousin and my aunt are not. "This isn't Alabama, auntie. We're just sleeping in the same room." "Yeah, but it could give our other cousins ideas."
"What?"
"Look, mister, either go sleep outside or sleep downstairs. I don't care what you two say or think. Mixed gender sleeping at your age is inappropriate." "Well, our age is adult, auntie, and it isn't your house, and it doesn't really matter what you think. Because I'm not getting out of this bed. You're welcome to try and move me." "Stop being a disrespectful punk and move, OP. End of discussion." "You're right, it is. I'm not moving unless Grandma says so, and since she knows I'm sleeping here, I bet she won't. Leave me alone." "Yeah, seriously, auntie, this is ridiculous."
"Young lady, I suggest you quiet down too, before you have to move too."
"Come on, OP, don't be a jerk, just move rooms." "F, our other cousin, is down in the basement."
"Oh, this is the dumbest stuff I've ever had to put up with. Shut up and leave me alone."
Then my aunt started chewing me out hardcore, and we wound up having a nice 3 a.m. shouting match over whether or not I could sleep in a bed I was already in. We're both theatre people, and I'm a little deaf, so in the midst of it, we woke up my grandma, Elle's mum, and other aunt, R's mum, who came to check it out. My grandma spoke.
"What's all the yelling?"
"Mr. Entitled here won't leave the bedroom and let my daughter sleep there. It's so wildly inappropriate."
"Cousin, OP, y'all aren't gonna have sex or anything."
"Absolutely not. No, never."
"Well, good enough for me."
Grandma walked away and went to bed, while my aunt jabbered on about setting an example. Then R's mum grabbed her by the shoulder. She said, "Look, Entitled Aunt, I love you, but if you wake up the whole house at 3 in the freaking morning over kids sharing a room again, there'll be issues. Don't swear in front of my daughter."
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
"Sir?
Yeah, can I please just go to bed somewhere?"
"Well, the other couch in the living room is pretty comfy. I'll grab you a blanket."
No, absolutely not."
"Well, if you try and make the boy move again, you're going to annoy everyone, including Ma. So maybe just stop being a butt and let people sleep."
Fine. When he apologizes for being rude to me."
Yeah, not going to happen, lady."
Then I got up, ran over, closed and locked the door, while my aunt yelled at me from the other side to open the heck up.
My nice cousin's mum said, "I'm surprised he didn't punch you in the face. I would, So, yeah, weird 2 a.m. post about my aunts. Have fun." Well, I certainly did. Can we just give some props to your grandma there? Coming in like an absolute G. She was like, "You know, as long as anyone's not doing anything illegal, I'm all good here. You do whatever you want, guys." I love how she just leaves as well. Just let everyone else sort it out. You know, she's levels above that. She doesn't need that kind of rubbish waking her up at night. The main question I've got is, if you ever have like a group family event where you stay overnight somewhere, surely people are going to be like sharing rooms with each other. Why is that such a crazy notion for this woman? I don't understand. What's the issue? This is always going to happen. I guess, yeah, if there was something incestual happening, that would be a problem. But come on, the likelihood of that is just so slim. Come on, just go to sleep. Now, moving on to our final story. Entitled mother allows her precious baby to steal our cat. My family and I moved back to my home country, New Zealand, a few years ago and brought over all our animals. One of our cats became an outdoor cat and wandered to all of our neighbors' gardens, but she would always come back home at night. One night, we noticed that she didn't come back, but we thought it was a fluke. One night became 1 week, and by then, we had already called around our close neighbors and had printed out posters. One day, walking home from school, my sister saw her in a neighbor's window and called our parents. My mother and I went to their home and confronted them about it. Our neighbors consisted of one mother, one father, and a little girl about 7 years old. Apparently, what had happened was she wandered into their garden. The neighbor's daughter managed to catch her and wanted to keep her, despite the obvious collar. The parents allowed her to keep our cat and replaced her collar. Oh my god. When my mother demanded that they give her back, our neighbor obviously refused and tried to twist the story and make it our fault because we didn't offer to sell our cats when we moved in. I don't even know how a person can be that delusional. The mother claimed that it was unfair to her previous baby that we didn't offer to give them our cat because her daughter was younger than my sister and I. She said that our cat and her child had formed a bond blessed by God. I'd had enough and called our cat, and the second she appeared, I grabbed her and ran away. The mother and child started to scream like banshees, so my mother followed after me. When the neighbors called the police and demanded that we give her back, they forgot the fact that microchips exist, and that was all the proof the police needed to see that she was ours. We did tell our other neighbors who have cats to make sure to watch out for them. Yeah, I'm not sure it gets much worse than stealing other people's pets and knowing you're stealing someone else's pets. That's just a horrible thing to do. Again, in this story, I don't blame the kid at all. They were just, you know, they saw a cute fluffy animal and wanted to keep it. Nothing wrong with that. They probably don't understand. But the parents, on the other hand, what are you doing removing a clearly visible collar and putting on your own collar? So much is wrong with that. I just have absolutely no hope for this little girl if she has to grow up under the guidance of these two entitled parents. Like, what hope does she have? I don't know, maybe there'll be some sort of miracle and she'll turn out alright, but honestly, I don't have much faith. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of Entitled Parents on my channel. I really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you want more, the videos are on screen right now, either to my left or right. And on the other side, there is a subscribe button, which you can click. And guess what? If you subscribe, you help me on my way to 500,000 subscribers. We're getting ever closer. And also put notifications on for daily Reddit content that you don't want to miss. On that note, I'll see you guys tomorrow for a brand new upload. Same time, same place.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.